Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Werber. Combs goes all the way around to score. Hoog moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoog moves to third. Two outs. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd takes first base on ball four. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Rolfe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Dickey moves to second. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolf fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Yankees 1. And the Red Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Porter reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's Yankees, 1, Red Sox, 1. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Ruffing reaches second base with a double. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0 for 2 in the game. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. Ruffing moves to third. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoag strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bird hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Bird moves to second. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Bird moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ruffing hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bird scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 3, Red Sox, 3. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-3 in the game. Rolf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dickey bunts for an out with unknown description. Lazzari moves to third. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Lazzari scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Yankees. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Combs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rolf misplays the ball. That's an error on Rolf. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 4, Red Sox, 4. Burley Grimes now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Larry hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Porter scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rolf takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gehrig strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.